If Congress does not raise the debt limit soon, the U.S. risks defaulting on the national debt, which could cripple the economy. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy last week unveiled a plan that would raise the debt ceiling for about a year while at the same time repealing large parts of the Biden administration's agenda. The president is not negotiating on this, insisting Congress should increase the limit with no conditions. For more, we're joined by Republican Congressman Dusty Johnson of South Dakota. He's the chairman of the Republican Main Street Caucus. Congressman, increasing the debt limit is about paying the government's bills that are due right now. Why would you try to negotiate over paying the bills Congress already ran up?
Well, in part because it's a very regular way of doing business. In 2011, then Vice President Joe Biden negotiated a debt ceiling increase along with some budgetary controls. In 2004, he voted against a debt ceiling increase because it didn't do enough to address spending. So this is very typical. In fact, the last seven important budgetary controls in our nation's history came about because of debt ceiling negotiations.
But can't you negotiate future spending cuts after America's obligations are fulfilled?
You certainly can. I would say, though, if you're the family at home and you get a big credit card bill, you've maxed them all out, of course you're going to pay the credit card bill. I mean, we're going to be responsible. But if you just call the credit card company and blindly increase those limits without sitting down at the family kitchen table and having a conversation about future spending, you're missing a huge opportunity. And we're $32 trillion in debt. We are hitting a serious tipping point. Things are much worse than they have been. We cannot give up this opportunity to have the responsible conversation.
When you said that, of course, the obligations will be met, are you saying that this will get dealt with and paid for no matter what?
We are not going to default on the debt because at some point President Biden is going to do what he's always done in the past, which is get in the room and negotiate. It seems like in our system of government, the very least we should all be able to do is sit down and talk. We have twin crises. We have runaway spending, and we have a looming debt ceiling. The big boys and the big girls need to be willing to step up and tackle both right now.
You support the speaker's proposal, obviously. Some others in your party don't. You have a margin of only four votes, I believe. How will you be able to negotiate with Democrats in the House to get their votes for sure, just to make sure that you don't lose any votes on your side?
I don't think we'll have any Democrats in the House on the vote this week. You know, President Biden has had a lot of red lines. He's got a lot of stipulations. He won't even come to the room until Republicans pass something out. We're going to do that this week. I have every confidence. But it really, normally when Congress votes, it's an attempt to govern. Joe Biden won't let us do that. Instead, he's putting this stipulation that we pass something out before he even starts to talk. And so this is, I think, more about an opening negotiation position than it is about an actual attempt to, pass a bill through the Senate for right now for this week. And so I don't expect we'll have a lot of Democrats help us with that opening position.
Congressman, one more thing about 30 seconds. You have called the national debt in the past a clear and present danger to the United States of America. Can you explain that?
Yeah, we are at a point where it is going to crowd out all of the virtuous spending that so much of us support. In the last decade, we spent $3 trillion just on interest on the debt. Now, that was a lot. No veteran got a new knee for that. No school kid got a new school or got a school lunch for that. But in the next 10 years, we won't spend just $3 trillion on interest on the debt. We will spend $10 trillion on interest on the debt. That is going to crowd out all of the spending that we need to be a healthy and focused country and to deal with the threats that face us. We have got to get our act together.
That's Republican Congressman Dusty Johnson of South Dakota. Congressman, thank you very much.
Very good bet.